Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In the wake of the death of falsely imprisoned Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, and one day before the second anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, United States President Joe Biden announced that he will levy over 500 new sanctions on Russia, escalating pressure on Vladimir Putin. Along with the sanctions, the United States is also imposing export restrictions on some 100 entities for providing backdoor support for Russia's war machine. We are taking action to further reduce Russia's energy revenues, and I've directed my team to strengthen support for civil society, independent media, and those who fight for democracy around the world, said President Biden in a written statement. 10 years ago, Putin occupied Crimea and created puppet regimes in Ukraine's Luhansk and Donetsk regions. 2 years ago, he tried to wipe Ukraine off the map. If Putin does not pay the price for his death and destruction, he will keep going. And the cost to the United States, along with our NATO allies and partners in Europe and around the world, will rise, said President Biden. These sanctions will target individuals connected to Navalny's imprisonment, as well as Russia's financial sector, defense industrial base, procurement networks, and sanction evaders across multiple continents. They will ensure Putin pays an even steeper price for his aggression abroad and repression at home. The sanctions, which will be rolled out by the Treasury Department and State Department, represent the single largest tranche since Russia invaded Ukraine. History is watching, said President Biden. The failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will not be forgotten. Now is the time for us to stand along with Ukraine and stand united with our allies and partners. Now is the time to prove that the United States stands up for freedom and bows down to no one.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.